I got it, Terry. Yeah, I'm good. No, no, no. I just got to do this thing for history, and then I'm going to bed. All right? Yeah. So I just got back from the doctor, who said I am experiencing a form of temporary amnesia, likely caused by stress. I told him I'm a college student about a week out from finals, and he said, "Ah, I see." He recommended recording everything, or, you know, nearly everything, just in case I forget an important study tip or something. So this is my life now. Talking into a microphone and leaving notes to myself. I found the podcast, this podcast, I had been working on. I read the notes I can't remember writing, and I'm very good at finding some crazy stuff. But it is apparently my exam, and me from the past promised 5 episodes to my professor by next week. Thanks, me from the past. You're really looking out for me. So, using these notes I don't remember taking, and notes that I have now taken, I'd like to talk about demons. One demon, in particular. Now, anyone familiar with the Crusades, Knights, or even world domination theories knows the name, the Knights Templar. The poor fellow soldiers of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon, or the Knights Templar, were an ancient order of knights, arguably the most powerful in history. Their wealth and influence rivaled kings of the time, so much so that on Friday the 13th, 1307, the King of France seized many of the knights while they rested in Versailles, claiming them to be heretics and enemies of Christ. The knights were shortly thereafter disbanded, and all trace of them disappeared from Earth, bringing an end to a nearly 200-year-old order with more than 15,000 members at its peak, as well as being one of the most affluent banking organizations on the face of the planet. But as always, there is a darker side. Now, in 1818, an Austrian Orientalist accused the Knights Templar of not worshipping God and Jesus, but rather the demon Baphomet. Not a lot is known about Baphomet, besides he looks like your typical horned, goat, winged demon type. But what's really important, and what I wrote down about it being connected to Augustine, is a description of Baphomet. The description is found only in a few places originally, various occult books and grimoires, but the oldest known one was found in 1944 by the Nazis while they were excavating in North Africa. This book that they found was very old. It dated back to at least the 800s CE. And how it managed to survive that long and not fall apart is another mystery entirely, but we are only interested in one page. Now, the book itself was lost when the Nazis fell in 45. However, there are rumors that some of Hitler's top scientists studied this book for occult properties against Hitler's orders. Now, we don't have a transcript or anything of the book, but we have a description of the pages. They're very medical, but here's what it says, loosely translated from German. The shadow book is 0.9144 meters long and 0.3048 meters wide. It burns my hands, and I feel my soul crumple the longer I hold it. This book is dangerous. We must find its power. The human mind is very good at making patterns. I know this, and I respect this. However, the pattern here is undeniable. Now, in episode 1 of this series, if you'll remember all the way back, I read the apparent leaked document from the Office of Anomaly Classification, and in that document, they reference a page being moved to the reported black box. Now, though it was classified so much it was more Sharpie than words, whoever created that report thankfully did not classify the measurement of that page, which, if you'll remember, was 3 feet by 1 foot, the exact same measurements of the Nazi shadow book. This is not a pattern, I mean, you can just ignore. So in light of this, I contacted Dr. Burke, which apparently I'd done before.
Dr. Burke? Hey, it's Richard from Miskatonic. We spoke on the 25th.
Yes, hello, Richard. I remember.
Hey, I just wanted to follow up on something relating to the OAC. I have some new evidence I think will be very interesting to you.
Of course. I'd actually be visiting Massachusetts in 2 days. Would you like to meet in person?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I've admired your work for a long time.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. If you just bring all the documents you have in your case, I'd love to take a look at them.
Will do, thank you.
Of course. I'll send over some meeting information later on.
So, now I have a meeting with one of the premier American skeptics. And I have to tell him that he's wrong about a conspiracy that is slowly growing bigger and bigger. There's another part of this I've been pushing off and avoiding talking about. This is the second time the name R. Linkletter has appeared on a document connected to the OAC. I don't know who he is, and I doubt most people do. It could just be a code name, so I asked some people to do some digging, and I hope to have more information for you next week. It's about 11:40 at night. I'm in my bed, close to my window. I'm looking outside, and I see a black van. It's been there for about an hour now, and it's not moving. There's no license plate. Tinted windows. I think I'm hold on. All right, they're moving. They're driving away. They just took the right out of my neighborhood. Awesome. That's going to be a nice thing to fall asleep to.